This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Let's find out what's going on out in the world. She is in charge. She is a beacon of news and information. Shelly's
yeah,
here with the
news. I'm all of that. Definitely. Coming up, we do know the cause of the Tiger Woods crash. I thought it was going to be a secret, but no, they put it out there. And Shaq bought who an engagement ring? It's all brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. That little accident you just had could be worth big money. Huffman and Huffman has earned their clients over $100 million. Call them today at 422-HELP before you call anyone else. So Virginia is legalizing weed. July 1st. They passed it yesterday. Lawmakers reconvened just for the day to take up the changes that Governor Northam proposed to different bills that were passed this year. They had like 37 bills to go over again that the governor had added amendments to. But the marijuana bill was one of their top billing items. The biggest change to that being that instead of making marijuana legal in Virginia in the year 2024, it will be legal here in July. July 1st. Legal weed.
Do we know what the parameters are yet?
Some of them.
Like where you'll be able to buy it, where you can smoke it?
Yes. Yes and no. Okay. So it passed with the majority in the House, and the Senate had a tie, but the lieutenant governor broke that in favor of passing it, obviously. The vote makes Virginia the first state in the South to allow recreational cannabis and the 16th state overall, plus D.C. Virginia follows New York in legalization. We would have been 15th. But they had to go and do it like a week ago, so they beat us by just that much.
Well, he needs something. He needs a win in New York.
He does.
He's got a lot of negative going on right now. If we could just get everybody buzzed a little.
Chill out just a bit. So, yeah, July 1st, here are the parameters. You can possess up to an ounce of marijuana if you are an adult over the age of 21. You may also grow up to 4 plants in your home as long as they are clearly labeled and hidden from the public and also out of reach of anyone under the age of 21.
Right.
Recreational sales still will not be legal until around 2024. I mean, that's the date they have now, but other lawmakers have said that's not set in stone. They just need to figure it out. They need to figure out the
plan. We don't really have a plan to retail the stuff.
Until 2024 officially. But they're working on it. Again, not set in stone. The date's not stoned. So that could change. You still cannot smoke in public. So you can't go to the park and light up.
So the guy that sat down next to Rod yesterday at the oceanfront twisted one up and lit it.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that would have been a violation.
That would have been, yeah. But, I mean, it is still because it's not July 1st yet. So
true that.
There are many things.
But apparently they just don't really, the regular rules don't apply down at the oceanfront.
I mean, I'm not going to say I've never done anything that.
Like that?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd have the balls to do it on one of those benches. In front of one of those hotels.
That is pretty wide open right
there. That's
pretty
wide open.
Yeah. Well, you can't smoke in public. You also cannot smoke in a vehicle. Smoke, vape, take pot, however you want to put it now. I mean, there are many ways to do it. But you can't do it in public. You can't do it while driving. And penalties remain for youth use and possession on school property as well. Now, I remember being in Colorado, right? And we had gone to the hotel. This was right after they legalized weed. I mean, it's legal there when we went in 2014. Mm-hmm. And the hotel we stayed at warned us that a guy had smoked. You can't smoke in the hotel. It's still public property, even in your room.
Right.
You're not allowed to smoke. A guy had gone on the balcony and he had smoked something and he left the ashes there and then left the hotel and checked out. And then they cited him or whatever. They sent him a citation.
They sent him a ticket?
Yeah, afterwards because there were ashes there. So they took it pretty strict there. I don't know if it'll be the same here.
Well, I think I think no matter where, if you screw it up, don't give others a reason to come down hard on this. If you want to have this, then you're going to have to follow some rules. And if we find out that you can't follow the rules, then they're just going to crush it.
Like, I don't blame the guy for smoking in his hotel room. I mean, it's legal in Colorado, and you're like, hey, I'm in the privacy of my hotel room or whatever out on the balcony. But, that's how far they went.
Well, if they warn you on the way in, you got to, they got rules.
Yep.
You got
to run. Well, according to Ten on Your Side, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle admit additional work needs to be done to clarify when someone can be punished for driving with an open container of marijuana. Because I don't know if it's as clear as like an open container of alcohol.
You mean the smell of marijuana in your car? The smell of burnt marijuana.
They wrote
or
open container in quotes.
Their version of it.
Yeah.
A lit joint or something.
I guess that's why they don't have the exact wording on it because they don't know yet. I mean,
maybe
needs to be done.
Maybe it will have to be in a container of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. But until you start retailing it, there's going to be no way to regulate that.
Yeah, well, amendments were among many proposed by Governor Northam, including 18 to the state budget. As according to Wavy.com, other amendments deal with COVID-19 relief and money for an independent investigation into alleged illegal activity by the state parole board. Now, all these bills do go back to the governor for his signature, but we know he's going to sign them because, you know, they were his amendments that he proposed to him. So, yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny?
I got you.
Yeah.
Tricked. April Fool.
Now, also around here, News 3 starts with the line, hundreds of people are registering for their vaccine and getting their shot the same day, and you can too. They're talking about the FEMA Vaccination Center at the Old Macy's at Military Circle Mall. Mm-hmm. So they started doing the walk-ups on Tuesday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. By noon yesterday, at least 1,000 people got their appointment and their shot at the same day.
That's terrific.
Same-day vaccinations are not a guarantee, but they have the ability to vaccinate 3,000 people a day, and right now supply is super outweighing demand there. So they do have some extra, they say.
That's cool.
Now, I thought I saw a conflicting report on this, that mm-hmm. they were only doing walk-ups from 2 to 6:30 each day, which is what it's officially listed as and what it's supposed to be, but FEMA officials told News Channel 3 that they won't turn anybody away.
All right.
Yeah, so
just they open at 9 is what you're saying.
Essentially, yeah. Just make sure you bring proof of your name, like an ID or a utility bill. When News 3 says that they're administering first and second doses of the Pfizer vaccine in weeks 1 through 6, and then the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be weeks 7 and 8, and that's how long they expect to be open there.
Well, that's the one shot, so people might be holding out for that.
Well, although I had seen it in reverse, where people were avoiding Johnson & Johnson because it has a slightly less effective rate. So
true.
It was like 90 mm-hmm. versus 96 or whatever.
No, it's right. Actually like 78 versus 96.
Yeah, okay.
However, it's still very unlikely, and yeah. It's 100% effective keeping you from dying or going to the hospital.
Right.
100%.
Right.
So let's just say you're part of that 22% that somehow or another gets this thing. You can ride it out at home.
Yes.
Now, I will tell you, that's not the answer to everything, because you've had it.
Yeah.
I've had it. Sean had it. You know, a bunch of people that we know.
Mm-hmm.
And we all had it varying degrees, but and mine was a very mild case. But dude, unless you've got 14 days you can take off of work,
yeah,
it doesn't matter how mild it is. It's still a pain in the ass.
It really is. Oh, and the people that you affect, having to tell the people that you were around the day or two before testing positive.
I know. I had to write a couple of uncomfortable notes, and it was just like, I know who I was standing there with. I can tell you who I was talking to. After I'd been exposed, and I was waiting in line to get the shot, because I didn't know I was exposed then, but it was the same day. I got the first shot the same day I got exposed to COVID. And I had a conversation with somebody at the Harris Teeter, and somebody that I knew.
Yeah.
So I had to write this person, over a week later, when I finally found out what was going on in my life. And it's a pain in the ass.
So
riding it out is not necessarily the answer, but deflecting it. So that it jumps over. If we're all standing in a line and you set a fire on one end of the line or ran electrical current through it, and one of us breaks the line, it can't get to the next person. That's the whole point of this exercise, is trying to break up that line so it can't be transmitted. So it's good enough for being used. I have a friend in the healthcare business who is holding out for that Johnson & Johnson shot because they don't want to go twice.
Yeah, there's people on both sides. There's people on both sides, and you know what? Most people say, I'll take what I can get. So
that's what
take
they
what
say.
I can get.
Just take it. And if everybody takes it, then we'll be done with this.
Yes. Now, once you do get that vaccination and then you get your Vax card, there's a new reward to add to the FM99 Vax Rewards page. And this one is free beer.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought you'd like
that. That's pretty great. I'm in.
Samuel Adams says that they'll hook you up with free beer, but you do have to do the thing officials tell you not to do. You got to post your vaccination sticker or badge. I guess not your Vax card, but just proof that you got vaccinated.
Yeah, my wife got a sticker. I got nothing.
Aw.
I saw a cool post yesterday. They had pins made. I mean, like nice ones.
Like official ones.
Like the kinds
like
you know, when you tour
flare.
The White House, you get the little pin.
Yeah.
That's all like, oh my God, this is nice.
Like the TG Friday's flare or whatever.
Yeah, it was like better than flare. Yeah.
Well, you take a picture of that to put it on your Instagram or Twitter, tag them in it. They'll send you $7 through the Cash App for a beer at your favorite bar.
Nice.
They're calling it the hashtag Shot for Sam Vaccine Incentive Program. It's only for the first 10,000 people that participate by May 15th or while supplies last. To participate, use the hashtag Shot for Sam, mm-hmm. and tag at Samuel Adams Beer on your Instagram or your Twitter. If you're picked, they will slip it to your DMs and get your Cash App.
Okay,
stuff,
so they got to pick you out of that.
Yeah. I got 10,000 people, though. So.
But I got a sticker at home. I'll take a picture of it.
There you go. So Facebook wasn't ever going to tell you that your information was out there. You remember the report mm-hmm. from the other day? It came out in 2019 that 533 million people who use Facebook had their information leaked out. You know, just stuff like your name, your phone number, your birthday, your location, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Facebook has cited two reasons to Reuters as to why they're not going to notify anyone about it. Number one is they're not confident that they would even know which users need to be notified. And number two is that users wouldn't be able to do anything about the data being online. Now, they also say this wasn't a hack. They believe the data was scraped. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard the phrase. I don't know how you do it, though.
And well, they're calling it scraping from its contact importer sometime before September 2019. That's a method that's in violation of the company's policies. They said they've made changes to contact importer to stop the scraping. Now, if you want to see if you're part of this scrape, I see you're looking for this website.
Yeah,
I'm trying
to find the website.
It's haveibeenpwned.com.
Oh, have I been pwned?
That's what the Wall Street Journal suggests going to. It's a website, Have I Been Pwned? Like owned, but with a P.
Yeah.
It's gamer slang. Haveibeenpwned.com.
Yeah, and it's PWNED.
Yes,
no
like owned with a P. Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of, if you Google Have I Been Pwned, the first thing that comes up is haveibeenpwned.com legit? Because I get it.
Oh, you're putting all this information in.
It seems like it's not a legit
site. So my radio station email has been pwned.
Oh, no. Pwned.
Pwned at least in 6 data breaches and found in no pastes. Subscribe to search sensitive, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's radio station stuff. I assume that it would be.
Yeah.
I checked all my stuff earlier because this year I've changed my provider for email. So email addresses that I have had for decades went away. I got all new this year.
Oh.
So kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, really.
Having
new
to
email
change...
address, who it is.
I know. Well, having to change it on everything you've ever signed up for.
Oh, yeah.
I have pages of websites that I'm members of or whatever it is. I need to make sure my gas bill gets to me.
Yes.
You know, stuff like
that's
that.
Important. Mm-hmm.
But the plus is that none of those addresses show up in this thing.
Oh, good.
So
all right.
Bad.
There you go.
Not bad.
Starting over fresh.
But the radio station address, I figured that would populate.
Yeah, of course.
Did you check yours?
Only 6. No, I haven't. Let's see.
Right.
Shelly@fm99.com.
Oh, no. Pwned.
16.
Ooh, 16 data breaches. Oh,
man.
Do you have, internet protection from Norton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of those, you know what I mean, for just general computer stuff. And now they sell this deep dark web identity theft thingamabob. Where they troll the dark web.
Yeah.
And then you get notices about if they find your email or an old password. And I think it's designed to frighten you. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Because there's not really much you can do about
it
except change all that.
Yeah, which, as we just learned, is a pain in the butt to do.
It's a pain in the ass. A lot of it is, don't. Going forward, I would never again use my email address as my user ID.
Yeah.
You're giving away half the combination already.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to have a password that protects that. You could make your user ID something stupid, like Mr. Penis Lips. It could be whatever you want it to
stupid.
Be, but they'll never guess that one. And now you got a password underneath that.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
pretty great.
Double the protection.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like putting on two.
See what you have to look forward to, Mike? Having your email stolen.
Mm-hmm. 16. That's a little much for me.
I don't know. How many places? Is this your junk email? Is this the one you sign up for the junky stuff with?
I'm guessing, because there's I do have quite the spam folder. You should see it every morning.
Yeah.
Just the piles that are in there.
Well, plus it gets shared. They sell them.
Yeah.
Especially for us in the media. They sell these to, like, publication companies and PR firms and things.
Oh, clearly.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like every morning it's like, delete, like 50 times until I get, oh, there's the one from Rumble. Okay.
And yeah, delete. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, meanwhile, in stolen data, there's a college track coach in Boston who was arrested after he tricked his female athletes into sending him nude pictures. This dude, he told the female athletes, right? And mm-hmm. and he's like in a position of power, like trust with them. He said that naked pictures of them were found online and he needed them to send him naked pictures or like semi-naked so he could do a reverse image search to get their other nude photos off the internet.
Okay.
He is 28-year-old Stephen Waith of Chicago. He was charged by a criminal complaint with one count of cyber stalking and one count of wire fraud. Now, that was for a student that he repeatedly contacted through messages on social media and a fake phone number and also got into her Snapchat account. Other students accused him of offering to take pictures of them during events and then scrolling through their pictures on their phones.
It's really disgusting, and I think it's scary that somebody that has such hierarchy here is, like, doing that. Trust is one of the biggest things between coaches and players, and I think going over that limit I think is not appropriate. I'm glad that he's gone and he got charged now, but I think it's really bad, obviously, and it's kind of embarrassing for us as such a like well-renowned school to have that happen here.
Yeah, now he was arrested yesterday in Chicago. He's scheduled to make an initial appearance in federal court in the Northern District of Illinois this afternoon. He will appear in Boston at a later date.
He's a bastard.
Yeah. As for Tiger Woods, I'll give you the short version. Speeding was the thing there, according to the sheriff.
The event data recorder showed speeds ranged from 82.02 miles per hour to 86.99 miles per hour. We did not check his phone for texting, and there was really no need for to do that. There was no other evidence. The only associated factor is the speed and the failing to maintain the curvature of the roadway. That's it. There's nothing from the cell phone to indicate any type of distracted driving.
Yep.
There, are we satisfied?
Yeah.
We're not done yet. Because the guy from NBC was grilling the police guy when he was given the... Well, have you checked his phone?
Yeah. No, they haven't done any of that, and they weren't going to. So for the privacy thing, for the record, they didn't have to be public. Tiger waived his right of privacy and authorized the release of the accident report. And after it was released, he did put out a statement where he said he received word that their investigation has been completed and closed. I'm so grateful to both of the Good Samaritans who came to assist me and called 911. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful to the LASD deputies and LA Fire Department and paramedics for helping me so expertly at the scene and getting me safely to the hospital.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that there's nothing damning in here other than I was driving too fast.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember the accident, he says.
Yes.
Why are we so interested? At some point, I'm off this. If he's not on drugs.
Why didn't he get a ticket?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because if it was you or me and we were going 84 miles an hour.
Do we know he didn't get a ticket? Do we know that?
I think that would have been widely reported if they at least cited it.
I don't know.
When you think that to get out from under, if there's any criticism of the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, they would say we issued him a ticket.
I don't know. Would you look that up, see if he got a ticket?
I couldn't find
it. If we know that he was speeding, then he should get a ticket, right?
Yeah.
Or is having your legs reconstructed enough punishment?
No, I agree. I think it's enough punishment, but I do know that if it was you or I, we would have got a ticket.
Probably so. Yeah. If it was you or I, we'd still be in the wreckage.
Yep.
TMZ has a crash report.
I'm not going to cry about Tiger Woods driving too fast.
It's got details of his injuries, which include a laceration to the lower front jaw, fractured right tibia and fibula, possible right ankle injury, an open fracture mid-shaft on his right leg below the knee.
Oof. Ow.
Yeah.
Sounds like it hurt a lot.
So New York Post says Tiger Woods was not charged over the high speed at 87 miles an hour.
Yeah. Boy, so, there you go. Well, you or me, Rod, we're going to jail.
No, we're getting a
on
ticket.
On top of the leg.
We're getting a ticket, for sure.
You think we're getting a ticket?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah. So Tiger Woods is being treated unfairly?
No. No, he's not being treated unfairly. I think he's getting,
the celebrity treatment?
Yes, I do.
The celebrity treatment by not charging him like $100
really
fine?
I really don't care one way or the other, but I just know if it was you or I, we would have been issued a ticket for going 84 miles an hour.
Let's see here. Rumble in California. I believe there has to be a witness in order for you to get a ticket for speeding. Nobody saw the accident. You can't use the data.
And how can they announce that he went between 84 and 87?
They have the black box or whatever
they
it is.
They do. Yep.
Is this one of these deals where if nobody saw it, it never happened kind of a thing? I don't know. I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. I'm on till 10. I got a lot more to do.
Yeah. All right. Well, then we'll skip over to the weather because we got partly sunny skies today with a high near 70. I mean, that's perfect,
Sounds good. Perfect.
A slight chance of some showers tonight. Mostly cloudy. Otherwise, highs in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, chances for showers, thunderstorms later in the afternoon. Cloudy skies. Highs again near 70 for tomorrow. Right now, we're at 60 degrees. And I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.